The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis from Hilchus Kneva says, Oso lignov kol shu din Torah. V'oso lignov deres chok, o lignov amenas lahachzer, o amenas lasham, hakol oso shlo yalkil atzmo bekach. And the Magen Mishnah says, this halach that's oso lignov kol shu is based on the loch of chatzi shir, because the shir moment is buta, and so pochus me that is an isuf chatzi shir and osu chatzi shir osu min haTorah. So the Rav said according to Reb Chaim that pochus from shavu priyta is not a loch of chatzi. He disagrees. It's not a loch of chatzi shir, because Pruta is a shear in what's a chefetz of mammon, and chatzi pruta is not different than mammon. It's different than chatzi shear, let's say chelev or nevela, that there's an isma d'oraisa of chatzi shear that wouldn't apply to mammon. And the Chaim brought a right to this from the Mishnah in Bav Metzion Daf Nun Hei that counts amongst the dinei pruta. Chemish Pruta same, it counts also pigeon hectares and kedushin. And so there's no, it's not shiurim there in kedushin or pigeon. It's what's the definition of chefetz shel mammon, and therefore less than the shavu pruta is not called mammon. And Reb Chaim said that the coin to the Ram that the Isa Kneva is kolshu, is not because the loch of chatzishir. Therefore, it's not the general loch of chatzishir. It's just that it's still a maisa kneva, even if it's less than less than the pruta. When the Rav said that, I just remember the day when he said this in Shir. It was the day that he was running out to go to Cincinnati to Blazer Silver's yacht site. So as he was walking out, I asked him about this. What would be the locha, therefore, if a person stole Isur Hanor? If you hold that Isur Hanor, the person still a bailam on it. So he said he would still be over in the Isur Gneva. And the Rav pointed out, it's interesting, the Ram, this Allah, Pochus Mashiach, the Ram counts it only, says that in Hilchus Gneva, he doesn't mention in Hilchus Gzela. Excuse me, I mean, he says in Hilchus Gnevi, as he does also in Hilchus Gzela, for also ligzo kol shu din Torah, and filo akam also ligozo ol osko. And so that halacha is because it's in both by Gnevi and by Gzela, it's called the Maisa Gzela, and the Rav thought it's not just Chatzashir, he's over on the Lav. But it's, but the Isa is for the Maisa Gzela. And you see it's not just a din mammon, because included in by Gneva, at least, included in the lav of Gneva is also Gneva's nefashos.